From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 23, 2014. The corn harvest finished in the southern and eastern parts of the state with generally pretty good yields and some really outstanding yields. Tuesday, I talked to Dr. Ronnie Schnell, Texas A&M AgriLife State Cropping System Specialist, College Station.
Corn harvest is complete through at least the eastern side of the state, southern and eastern sides of the state. Yields were pretty good in most areas, starting in the Gulf Coast region and moving, you know, up toward the upper Gulf Coast. I think yields were generally between about 130 and on the lower side, maybe 150 on the higher end for most of those guys. And so things were pretty good overall in that area. Now, if we move into the Blackland region from, you know, along the I-35 corridor there, we actually had some pretty good yields in, you know, some places. Most of those areas had some rains, some timely rains and cooler conditions this year, and that along with some good management, we really had some outstanding yields in that part of the state. You know, there's areas that were in the 150 to 180 range, and there are some areas that were between 180 and some right at and just over 200 bushels, which is just outstanding for this part of the state. You know, now we're looking up toward the High Plains where some folks will be getting started, and you know, I'm not sure what the yields are going to look like there yet. I think some folks have were able to catch some timely rains. You know, there's some that may have missed out, so it's just uncertain right now what it's going to look like altogether.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.